So even enlightened or awakened parents could not prevent the children to at least temporarily come into a sleep.
No. This is not. There is nothing you can prevent them that they do not get lost with their parents and being in the boundary vision. They have to go into that. They have to come through. Otherwise, there will be no awakening. They have to see first. You have to come to know first your ignorance. You follow what I'm saying? You can't just read books and pretend. You have to come to know first your ignorance and move out of that. This is path of awakening. You understand?
Yes.
So it is natural. You can't pretend with believing, with your philosophizing, with your sentence you have collected, as if not. But you have to be very honest. You want to wake up, not just impress people, or being impressed by your own thoughts. You follow what I'm saying? So you honestly, there is no. If you authentic and honest, you have no competition about awakening. You don't care how long it takes. You understand? The people come for question answer. They come to help me. They don't need to prove I'm enlightened or not. You understand? There's no competition about that. It's just also a funny, nice meeting here, isn't it? We enjoy each other.
Sure.
Nobody is following me. You understand? We have just people support me with what I'm doing because it is so rebellious and they like it. They want me to roar. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So what was it? I get carried away. But enlightened, being with your children, you will relate towards your children, relate towards Source. And there is always a natural respect with that, you understand? You will be able to balance that. You will notice this child goes through things. It studied the boundaries. It studied this and studied that and has to ditch. It has to try this one bad you. You understand? But in the same time, you always relate towards Source, towards pure intelligence. There is no separation. And there is a natural respect with that. And for that reason, a child will always notice somewhere dominant. There is always humor. Your nature is humor and intelligence. So you can't get that bad, you follow what I'm saying? You can maybe even afford to be quite bad because you so in touch is a wrong name to say, because but that your parents always relate towards your nature and pure intelligence. This is the child will always. It's just always so there, so dominant. It will balance everything. So, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
This is helpful. Yes, but it will have to go into ditches, maybe drugs, and try this and that. You understand? It has to be wrong, so-called wrong.
It has to be asleep in order to awaken.
Yes, and has to know so.
Yeah.
You have to come to the ocean. It's so good to make us alert about our ignorance first. You understand? We have to come to know first.
Our ignorance.
Yes, but naturally, usually we come naturally because ignorance makes you suffer. You understand? This is this alarm. Oh, hey, that hurts. This feels kind of. Oh, yeah. You understand? You follow?
Okay. I think with the next question we touched already some points, but I just repeat it again. What are your reasons for not speaking outside the last satsang about what is the final truth? And what happens in the last satsang?
Yeah, the last satsang is the last effort. It is truly for liberation. And it has to be a surprise for this mind to awaken, you know what I'm saying? A surprise. It is not to speak about it in the public. You understand, to create some knowledge and philosophy about it, it is not to talk. I don't talk about intensive satsang. People just simply are to awaken. I don't speak anything before they do not know for themselves, can recognize this to be true. So in the beginning it is very much, the first step it is to have to come to know who am I, and then we go through certain investigation till there's a turn and a shift and the vision is right. Only then I start to speak and speak about things you may want to ask. I don't do that in the open satsang about essential truth about to speak. If you want to hear about it, go on the internet, type in Google, or is it Google? Google. Type in who am I, and then you will have all the answers. Why I should speak, isn't it? It is not how I share, if what I'm saying. I can't. I would rather shoot myself. It's to learn how I share. I'm authentic. I'm not going along the books. I'm not, oh, is this right? What Ramana say, what is Punjaji, is this, is it right? Equal people, sometimes I have the feeling when they teach, they try to be right with the books. It's so bullshit. If you're awake, you don't need any books. You know, so it is complete. I have always these pictures there. This is my gratitude, which is endless for Gangaji, for Punjaji, for Osho, for... Did I forget somebody? Ramana. I express my gratitude to these people. You understand? Because they're responsible for me to awaken. But the sharing is Dolano sharing. You know what I'm saying? When I speak. You know, that's why it is surprisingly true. And it is not something I go blah blah, and I don't want anyone else to go blah blah about my last satsang. And people who wake up there know that. Why? I don't need to explain really. Because they can see it in that process. Why it has to be an underground meeting and surprise for this beloved servant's mind who is ready to awaken. Does it make sense?
So I hear by not speaking about it, you avoid confusion.
Yeah. What is blah 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 blah? You know, this is the last satsang. You know, I don't want. And also, it's like it takes all the intensity away. Whatever you, there's nothing you can't talk about that. You know you don't. You wake up or you don't. You understand? It's not something. So long you have to talk about, you have not woken up, because truly awakened, it makes you quiet. You don't want to talk about this anymore. You understand? It's even difficult for myself often to talk. It's why I have to sit here, my official clothes, satsang clothes, to wear. This is when I talk, you follow? And intensive satsang, the letters, and I really want to help these people because I know I can help. You know, in a funny, rebellious way, you understand? And I choose the people who are ready for that. Who have seen. You have to see first how it doesn't work. And you have to try first. Because mind, obviously, has to try. Mind, come on, I can do it. Yes? And I almost did. I'm going to try it 5 years longer. Good. I'm almost there. So it is the tendency, or it is nature for this mind that I can do it, I'm the smart one, I am intelligence. You know, I can become a Buddha, I'm going to do it, don't worry, you sleep, I do it. There's a great difference to be like a Buddha than to be a Buddha, you understand? If you like a Buddha, you have all these ideas. To be a Buddha, to be awakened, it is truly also over. You can only talk Seinfeld talks, life itself, it's just, you understand. Spirit talk and things are over, you follow what I'm saying. this deep talk you have with somebody about the poor me story, about analyzing and deep talking, yes? You have deep question, yes? You told me when you came, oh, I have deep, digging, deep question for you. I say, there's nothing to dig. To go deep. These meaningful talks, oh, we had such a meaningful, deep conversation. As if what is now has no value at all. You follow what I'm saying?
I believe I understand.
Yes, good.
So, what are your recommendations to get ready for the last satsang as quickly as possible?
Quickly as possible, buy a ticket and pack very fast.
But you might not accept me.
Yeah, right. This is exactly how it is. You know, quickly, slowly can be very quick. You follow what I'm saying? There's no real speed, you know. I don't know if this fits with physics.
Physics is mind, and mind needs speed and time and space.
Yes.
And
I mean, you know, what is so reflected, it is source perfection. It is source reflected. There's the perfection. It is all you. And it is very natural for the mind should study the appearance. It is for the mind to do so, that you have to come to know beyond that as well, to come to know who is. Source wants to know, I'm sure. He's sending mind there. You become smart. You stop bullshitting, hurting your wife and being in a win and lose game. You better wake up and study the boundary. I want to know a bit more about the boundaries. Study the universe. I don't know. I'm just joking right now. So, I don't know what to say. It's a good thing to listen. Be a light unto yourself. You know, there's a time you go along the books. You know, you go, you do groups, you read books, and you feel it makes sense. You feel like makes some sense, and you go along and you may do groups, and life itself is provoking you to go certain directions. This is what I wanted to say for myself. There was a continual provocation for me to go a certain direction. Even I may want to go another direction because I think I'm expected to go the other one, but what I can do? My stomach. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now my stomach is fine.
Yeah.
So, listen to my open satsang, friendsofdolano.com.org. Listen to this audio and see for yourself. Sometimes people, they hear me and they don't feel attracted towards, or they're not ready. They write this to me, or didn't make sense. Some years I have been, and now emergency has, and now she listen and you know, it all just makes sense suddenly, yes. So, I can only say to be slow can be very fast. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Is this so answered?
I just would like to make one more confirmation.
Yes.
About your last point. Listen to the open satsangs.
Yeah, yeah.
During the preparation of these interviews,
I
am doing this,
and
it still it works. It works and works and works.
Yes.
From my point of view, this is high value stuff for somebody who gets touched by it.
Yeah, right. I mean, my way of talking is not very articulated. My English is very, you know, but in a way it's good because it's not only for these articulated people that can read the books and repeat. I'm so bad talking. And repeat the books later. And write a book themselves then. At least it is a language I speak. Anyone can understand without having to go to the vocabularies, you know. I mean, I think this impressive language, it triggers a lot of, you imagine things, you know. You understand. And it is not about imagining anything. It's all here. You can relax. You don't need to imagine anything. It's all here. In the midst of appearance and beyond, it's all now. There's only now. If there's no appearance, the play of lila, the body, or beyond, it's all now. Now is always eternal. This is what is, what counts, what really counts, where the truth is. A liberated mind is at ease with not knowing, is at ease with this now, if all I'm saying. So this is so far I can answer this. Yeah, this question is answered.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, yeah, good. So what is so the difference with intensive satsang? I do choose the people. Not everybody is ready. You have to be ready, and you will get somehow how the message if you listen to open satsang. I do think what I mean with ready. And if you feel you are ready, you write to me and you tell me which months you would like to do the intensive, and then I will send you another letter for you to respond and answer all this question for myself to see from my side as well if you are ready. So this is very important. And so this is always a small group of people. Yes. And I do take care of each. It's not big, 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 and sometimes you have a chance to sit, oh yes, and I had also a hug and a smile. You know, I mean, you see, not so many people feel attracted to Tulano because it is the last satsang. You feel what I'm saying?
I hear what you say, but it's so difficult to understand. I assume a seeker is seeking and he is looking for enlightenment. And
yeah,
then somebody
the attraction is, you know, this esoteric thing and all the things, what we wish, what we, I don't know, whatever it is.
I cannot understand it. Yeah,
yeah,
because
yeah,
considering a situation to be a seeker, then you want to finish.
There's a certain path in, you have to. There's knowingly, you unknowingly, you're already on the path. You later, once you know you're on the path, you know, oh, I was always just, I had no real directions, right? This makes you human. And so you have to go along, and I do often say to people, go to different masters, to, you know, go to Eckhart Tolle or read, or go to Mochi, go to Gangaji, go to different masters and then come to complete. For some people I ask do so, and people who have been with different masters, they come, I'm the last satsang. You understand? And this is not necessarily needed for everybody, you understand? Also, it is not necessarily needed that you have meditated so many years and hours how I did. You have to get the message of meditation. You have to see the value of it, the message. You know, just get the message of meditation, and sometimes that you actually like to sit once a while there. It doesn't need to. Mm-hmm. You get the message. This is very much also helping you to be ready for the last satsang. And even that you want to become ready for the last satsang makes you already very ready. That you have that wish. And not want to stay, continue to be a seeker on the path. It is a beautiful romance. You know, with no shoes and a rope. Yes? And travel from master to master. It is a beautiful time as well. You follow what I'm saying? You understand?
I understand, yeah.
Yes. So it is not just like to expect them that they want to come to an end of the path. You are on the path, and you authentically, you will sooner or later come to the last satsang. You know, if you wait too long, you may miss it. You understand? It is now here. It's good to know that it is there. I'm 58, so you can count. My father is more than 90, but I don't know if I'm my father's side or my mother's side. You're always talking bullshit. I have to talk some bullshit. We have to cut all these things, I guess. What?
When I arrived here a week ago, I knew all there ever is this, meaning the present moment and reality as it is. Now I know all there ever is bliss. What do you want to say about this?
Why when there is only now, of course, there's only now. Presence, moment. I wouldn't focus on presence. You understand? It's just only now. There's nothing you have to think of. There's only now if you now think of or not. You just have to once for all to know, Mr. Scientist, there is only now, isn't it? It doesn't take a Satori or a coconut falling on your head, or you don't need to go to the sutras if this is not true. Any one who is willing to be scientific can see there's only now, isn't it? And you say bliss, you speak about bliss, yes. Bliss is gratitude for no reason at all. So you had a moment of gratitude. That's why the question comes, you want to may understand how it comes, this bliss. Discredited, who wants to understand? Not even mind tries to understand when there is gratitude for no reason, isn't it? It is when your nature shines through as an experience, you follow what I'm saying? So why you want to question it? Sometime you experience, sometime not, but it is still your nature, yes. It's always there, regardless the circumstance, yes. So this is all I can say about it, yeah? Is it so answered for you?
Yes, it's answered for me.
Say yes or no? Yes? You say yes?
Yes, ah, yes, okay. It is answered for me.
I couldn't hear it.